This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I saw a fucking sombrero.
I did see
and a fedora. Yep.
And a fedora. All good. Yeah, thin piece of cloth that holds on your hair. Yeah. Yeah, that is unacceptable. That is a that you got to talk about for sure. Yeah,
not in our establishment.
No way.
No.
Not all.
Ha! Birdman!
Let's get it. Man.
Jeez, Nick!
Still.
Oh! There's more.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
That dub is still flowing through my veins.
Yo, I was about to say that.
I still feel it.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
I may pop, lock it, drop it on you pussy ass niggas, man.
I bet you won't.
How you do that? I mean, crank that motherfucking Soldier Boy. Free Draco!
Oh, yeah, he locked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know who's not locked up?
Who's not locked up?
Lil Durk, he out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he is?
He is.
Yo, am I a fucking grandpa, bro?
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Yo, I don't know shit that's going on.
You know what's crazy? The judge said he turned himself in. He said, yo, that's got to be worth something. You know, that's a man. Fessing up to his whatever he did. I'm not saying he did it. Even though they said they had footage of him doing something.
Yeah, how you know that was me, though? For sure, yeah. Though.
I told you I was home. I was at home. What?
Oh, yo, I was sleeping, though.
Niggas be looking like me. I'm me. I'm
dead. Yo, how I do that if I was sleeping, though?
If I ever go to court, I'm going to be like, yo, look, you calling me a liar?
I was doing something. My excuse for everything is I was doing something for my dad. There's no way I did that shit, nigga. Footage. I was doing some shit for my dad.
Nope. I was there that day. Yeah, I was with him. We were doing something for our dad.
Ask my dad, so, too.
Yeah, you can ask my dad. He'll tell you.
Yo, dad, exactly. Make sure if anyone calls you, just... Yo, pops will hold it down, too.
Oh, for sure.
That's a fact.
Guys, welcome back to another brand spanking new... I'm about to say another order. Yo, I'm half asleep, man. I've been fucking editing like a zombie.
Jeez.
Welcome back to another episode of Random Order. You know what episode is this? 26? 27.
77, yeah.
Welcome 27. Back to Ooh. Random Order, episode 27 by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy Jay, man, the most handsome. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got to say.
Jeez, you already know who it is. Actually, you might not.
You might let him know.
Yo, you know what I mean? It's Young Shells.
The chocolate one.
Yes, sir.
Ha ha.
It's crazy. You know? It's confirmed that. I'm actually more chocolatey than I was last episode. It's crazy.
Oh shit!
It's crazy.
Upped the chocolate.
Yeah,
levels.
I thought I was dumb, but you know the guy upstairs. He's.
Yo, I personally didn't think it could get more chocolate than this, but it did.
Who you mad at?
Oh, you saw him?
They hate to see it.
The guy upstairs.
Yeah.
Never see that guy.
They hate to see it.
I pulled up on my slime. He said, "Yo, you look darker." I said, "Shit."
Let's get it.
For sure.
I think I got paler, but yeah, you can see my veins in my eyes now when I close my eyes.
Fucking blue veins.
Damn. Yes.
Yeah, my eyelids are translucent. So.
Yeah. I've been at the crib.
Yeah, what's your name is, though? Man.
Shit.
Oh, me? Yeah, hey, shit, man. You know what it is, man. I go by a lot of names, but one that you may know me for is cutest baby in the game. You know?
Be a baby, try.
Be about to try the building.
Wham, wham, wham.
Yeah, man. Bitch on baby. I wrote that line for Lil Baby.
That was you?
Mm-hmm. Conspiracy.
Yeah. I thought, ain't no when I heard that line, I said, wait.
I know, Lil. Y'all been writing a lot, but I thought that
Yeah, I didn't you. Know. I thought it could have been y'all, but that was you.
That crazy.
And that make a lot of sense now, because the baby thing, and you be with the baby. Yeah.
Cause I just chilling.
Yeah.
I remember you were just chilling, too.
Yeah. I was there when he was chilling.
Yeah.
I'm a witness.
Yeah.
He was out chilling.
I'm just like, wham, wham, wham. So I said, why you crying? I said, bitch, I'm a baby.
God damn.
You should have made your own song with that. You should have kept that one. Yeah, you got to know which lines to keep, which lines to give. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But even though it's like, even though I'm a baby, it's like I'm still a lot of niggas' fathers. So I just be, I be used to it.
It be like that.
It's a duality, you know?
It be young uncles. Sometimes, Nick, real shit, how the fuck do you get an uncle that's younger than you again? That shit fucks me up.
Isn't that like
every time.
Quavo and Takeoff or some shit like that?
Yeah, something.
It
like
fucks
that.
Me up every time, but it makes sense. Yeah.
How does it make sense again?
It's if you're okay, your uncle is your dad's bro.
Uh-huh.
So if you're born,
then
your grandparents have another fucking baby. Does that make sense? If you're born and then your grandparents have another baby,
so if your grandparents have another baby, that would be your uncle.
Yeah, and he's a my baby uncle. Yo, that's do not.
Jesus.
This is why I just stop at brother.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
That's my sister. That's my brother.
If you're my cousin. If you're my uncle or my aunt and you're younger than me, you're my friend. You're my son, actually.
Yeah, that's confusing.
If anyone came up to me and said, hey, I'm your uncle, respect me.
Fuck out of here. No respect from me.
Buy me lunch, uncle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my uncle?
Take care of me then. You drive. It's 4 years old, you drive.
Okay.
That's crazy.
First time I heard that shit fucked me up. I almost fell on the floor.
Yeah.
And my guy's like, oh, it's my aunt. He's like holding his aunt in his hands. I'm like, well, that's your... How?
I remember this girl. She was in grade 7 with me. And
like that.
I was about to yawn, so I was just like, yeah, I might as well continue, boys. So she was in grade 7 with me, and it's like Kawhi Leonard. He's like, I had to defend. I still didn't see that. But anyways, she was in grade 7, and it fucking blew my mind because that was the day I found out you can have an aunt that's like younger than you.
Mm.
And then I think she was like amped or something. I'm like, yo, why are you so happy today? And then she's just like, oh, like my aunt was just born.
I'm a niece now.
Yeah, she said my aunt was just born.
Did she go back?
She done figured it out. She figured out the time machine, huh?
She done figured it out.
Bro, I was so fucking lost. Like, she literally said, oh, yeah, my aunt was born today, and then skipped away. And
wow. Like,
the fuck?
That's but fucked.
Her aunt's probably watching this like, yo, that's me. Yo, it's fucking me, yo. Anyways, man, welcome back to Random Order. We are still fucking champions.
Jeez,
y'all niggas
go.
Still mad. That's what's confusing to y'all right now.
You seen them boo at the draft?
Yo, I don't give a fuck what y'all doing
y'all
over there.
Y'all look dumb.
Wait, what happened?
Stupid.
So at the NBA draft, you tell it, man.
It's the NBA draft, and shout out Zion Williams going number one. RJ Barrett going over to New York.
Six eye.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of talent right there.
He said, "Yo, but, I'm a Nick."
But basically, they opened the show just saying, like, yo, congrats to the Raptors, rah-rah, and people are booing. But it's because all y'all niggas got slapped by us. I'm in a room full of my competitors, my arch nemesis, and y'all not going to boo. Y'all should be booing me because y'all
That's how
us.
You know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all cheering, I don't feel right.
I'll be like, that's weird.
Throw a tomato at me. You know what I'm saying?
Throw two tomatoes at me. I'll do it. Anyways, man, what's up with y'all, man?
Y'all see that new Nicki video?
Nah, I did it. Yo, I legit been in a fucking cave for them. I don't know what the fuck is happening. So y'all niggas,
yeah, I'm just asking out of courtesy now. Still,
thank you for putting me on. It's crazy.
Nah, the video's crazy. It's nice. She looked good in it. Song, not so much.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know.
Nicki fans, please.
Yeah, Nicki fans, leave me alone.
Barb's about
just
to be
my
on
opinion.
That ass.
Yeah. I mean, if
you have your own opinion about a song.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Don't ever talk about Queen Nick like that again. You guys are... I'm unsubscribed. Jay's not even that funny. Why am I here?
That's an opinion.
Yeah. that's your opinion. Every opinion is valid.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I saw the video just last night, to be honest, and it was like...
She looks great in the video, though.
She looks good, you know? The music's not that good, and I always, like... I feel like... Y'all heard the argue about Safari Rainfair and shit?
Mm-hmm.
You heard that with Jordan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard that. Yeah. I'm on game now.
So, like, back then when those rumors were going around and now seeing her music come out and then, like, even when she was dating Meek, like, her music was still a little bit hard, and it's just, like, I feel like no one's really writing for it now, and this may just be her. And like she just sat out too long, and like,
I hate to say that, but yeah,
This is my thing with Nicki. I want to see growth in Nicki. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a big Nicki fan, and mm-hmm. I was a big Nicki fan ever since Nicki came out. And
yo,
again,
I was
Nicki
on that
was itty
bitty
like,
piggy, my nigga.
I put my niggas
on Beam Me Up, Scotty,
bro. Yeah. I had no shame of it.
Yeah,
like I feel like back then was like niggas would girls would come out actually and start rapping, and this was like Nicki was like the first one. Like there's the Remy Ma's and the Foxy mm-hmm. Browns and all that, but like. Nicki was the first one that was kind of getting that, like she was killing rap shit, whatever. Obviously, Lil Kim too. Back then,
in our era,
Nicki was like, for sure. And that's why they're comparing.
There was a long
Kim.
Gap of just like,
yeah,
no really female rappers like really killing. Yeah.
So like when Nicki came out, I was like listening to Itty Bitty Piggy and all that. Like it was the first time I was like, yo, yeah, I'm listening to a girl rap and what?
And like, I like
what
it.
The
yeah.
fuck, listen to this shit. It's just crazy. So like. I feel like there's no like steps up now. Like she's still making this song. This music still sounds like what was that Anaconda song or whatever? Yeah. It still kind of sounds like she's trying to please someone.
It's the same formula. It's very formulaic, man.
Change it up, bro. Yeah. Like I know she can do it. Like I don't know. All that shit's corny. Like mm-hmm. her like biting her lips and trying to look sexy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, honestly, like, yo.
I mean, mission accomplished, though.
That's the first thing. Yeah, like, my man Cheryl has said about the video. Like,
come on, it's Nicki. Nicki's beautiful. Nicki's always going to be good looking, but it's just like, yo, your music, you got to switch it up. If you got to be able to go back to an artist.
What the fuck you into? If she's into that shit, and if you can tell her she's not into that shit, then in that case, yeah, you should.
Fuck a monotone.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just I'm just one person. She still got a following fan base.
Oh, for sure.
And they're gonna eat it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're gonna eat it up, and I'm not gonna be able to tell if she's into this or not.
Yeah.
But like for me, it's just like I feel like she's just doing the same thing to kind of maybe please a crowd and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just like to see growth in music. That's just me. I like to see you try and change it up. Like there's no real. You know what I mean?
You know what? On the music, I forget what album it was. I think it was the album after she broke up with Safari. Was that Pink? Was that Pink Print?
Pink Part?
Pink Print?
Pink Pop Pop. Nicki Minaj Pink albums. Nicki Minaj albums.
Pink Print, right? It's Pink
Pop. Queen.
No,
Pink Friday. Pink Friday and then Pink Print.
Pink Print,
2014.
Yeah, the Pink Print, I think, is the album after she broke up with Safari. And people, I didn't listen to the album, but people were saying like it's very like reflective, like she's talking about her emotions and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So she grew for a little bit.
I heard this one was crazy.
Yeah, I heard this one was crazy.
And then, but I'm not going to lie, like I haven't listened to Queen, but my latest beef with Nicki, I guess you can say, is just like the whole Cardi shit just kind of threw me off a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Whenever I see another artist being salty, like, and we can reflect on artists like being salty, like the whole Meek Mill and Drake thing, like we all know Meek was a little salty, calling him out, and then it made you, I fuck with Meek, but that made me look at Meek weird. I'm like,
I
was like, that's some weird shit. Like, why would you do that? And then it's just like, I can't really listen to the music statement. I feel like that's what happened with Nicki, but I'm trying to see the track list of Queen, but I can't remember if Queen was and didn't she have some fucking something was going on? Travis too. The Queen album came out and she was mad at Travis.
Yeah, the whole thing with Travis and the same thing that now Cal is doing with Tyler.
Yeah, it makes me not want to listen to that. Dre, have you heard
the bundle
that?
Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up on game.
Bro.
I know what's going on.
Oh my God. I feel like
it's bad, bro.
Yeah, it looks so bad. It's just like, bro, put your shit out.
Because you know what it is? It's you're not looking at they're not looking at themselves when that shit goes wrong. Like,
no, they're not, bro.
I'm a nigga where, like, I always blame myself first, bro. Like, what could I have done differently? What didn't I do? You know, so on and so forth. I just feel like these things are like, Khaled, you're not looking at yourself like, fuck, maybe I just didn't, you know, do enough.
Yeah, it's everyone else's fault.
To
like,
get,
yo,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. This shit was the hottest shit possible. How come the shit's not fucking doing numbers the same
it's
way.
Like, bro.
Bro, it's all ego. It's all looking at numbers and all that shit, man. We ain't got time for that on this side, nigga.
We got time for
fuck
that.
All that.
But it's
man,
like,
that shit
fuck, why them niggas getting
back?
Millions over there?
Like, I don't need that, but shit, how 7 million for that?
This nigga just ate a lot of noodles and fuck we doing wrong?
So it's called, what, a mukbang? Bro, that's me with every fucking new trend, bro, from way back. I'm like, what is this shit about? And like, yo, just confused on what the fuck certain things goes viral. And
it's a fake prank and they know it's not real.
Whoa, nobody knows that this
the
is
fuck? They don't care.
How old is this audience?
Hey, Jermaine, so look, there's this thing going on YouTube where basically, you follow around someone and just see if they're going to cheat on you or something wrong. So I think we should set it up. Let's just say, like, you making videos of someone else, and I don't know, I get all emotional, and I'm like, no, that's not Jay over there. That's not him editing over there with Fantana. Oh, my God. And then I'm going to walk in.
Should we throw a pillow at some point in this? Throw a pillow on the floor, and then say,
fuck, this guy
crazy.
So mad.
This
so crazy. That will be better.
Say the line. That's the punchline. We'll put that in the thumbnail.
Let me hear it one more time.
That's crazy.
I think I need a little more.
That crazy.
That will do it right there.
Yeah, a little higher.
That crazy.
Yeah, with the hype.
That's a video.
Now
like,
it says,
write that down in your notepad.
Put that one in your notepad. I didn't really hit it. Okay, hold on.
That's going on Wednesday.
So fake, what we gonna call this one?
Real cheating prank.
Real cheating.
Gone wrong.
In brackets. Prank. In brackets, though.
Gone wrong. Right. Hold on.
Put ass with the dollar signs.
Yeah.
Ooh. That usually.
Ooh. Yeah. But then in brackets, I'm gonna go ahead and put titties did fall out.
You know what you do?
No. Titty with the D, because the YouTube algorithm gonna strike you if you got the
titty. So T I D D I E S.
You gotta put with a dollar sign as an S.
Yeah.
That's a dumb
titties.
Yeah. We could do like a two part. Like a continuation. Ooh, yeah.
Leave them hanging at the end.
Or
let's get real creative. So we gonna let me put it together.
Creative. That word scares me. You said creative?
Yeah, I know. It's just a little something.
Why don't we just do what everyone else is doing?
I know it is what everyone else is doing.
Oh, perfect.
So while you cheating,
right?
You gonna be doing the mukbang at the same time,
and then
you gonna say, when I'm saying, Jay, what you doing? You gonna say, oh no, I'm just filming a mukbang. Come over to my channel.
The cross promotion. That's crazy. It's like a trilogy.
What we been doing here, bro? That's it.
Fucked up,
huh?
We could have been out of here this whole time.
We out here doing skits, nigga.
What the fuck?
We out here trying.
We out here putting work. Now we sound salty.
We out here doing this. Look, I don't give a fuck
all this time.
My people enjoy it. That's what we gonna keep doing, and we stay 10 toes down this whole fucking time we've been on YouTube. Y'all keep doing that sucker shit over there, man.
I wonder how them niggas sleep at night.
I don't know.
If you said you woke up one day and you said, "Yo, I'm gonna make a lot of fucking money on YouTube." And you started doing that shit? Yeah, they're fucking killing. Them niggas are fucking legends in my eyes. Niggas, but if you're in it, like, if you're in it for some, like,
niggas,
yo, I'm trying to, like, fulfill myself creatively and actually do shit I actually enjoy and can, like, show 1,000 people and be comfortable with, then, yeah, you're not. That's not the lane you're in.
The day I looked at YouTube differently was when I'm like, yo, niggas on TV back in my time would do the same shit they're doing on YouTube.
Back in my time.
Yo, you gotta say that now. That's crazy.
You definitely have to say that.
We're in different times now.
Yeah.
I gotta tell people back in my time. And we're just like, I'm afraid of when kids say new slang words. I'm like,
what's that?
What does that mean?
Fuck, man. Trust me.
I'm there. I've said, what does that mean a couple of times?
I sent my bro's what, 27, 28, I think, something like that. I sent this new song I worked out. I said, I ain't gonna lie, yo, I blacked on this. He said, blacked? With a question mark. I said, damn, my nigga getting old.
Yo, I'm staying connected.
You getting up there, huh?
My nigga getting old.
Yo, I'm staying connected.
It's my big bro.
But like, I looked at YouTube just like as yo, people go on there, make kid videos. People go on there making videos for a certain audience. You know what I mean? So whether it's fake or it's scripted, it's like, yo.
Barney was an adult.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Barney was a grown nigga throwing.
Barney had a mustache. Like,
there's Barney, that little girl, I can't remember her name. She's like.
Barney had a goatee, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, did he really?
Yo. It was a new nigga every season. It was a new nigga every season. Those fucking kids are not kids.
I'm about to Google Barney.
Barney mustache. True? Question mark.
Fucking hit me on Reddit, bro.
Oh my god.
Bernie mustache rumors.
But yeah, yo, fucking you like you're saying, man, you can't be mad at that shit. If niggas is on there for a reason, they know what they're doing it for, then do that. You know what I mean? I can't be mad at that. Like, I don't really give a
fuck. Some bad mind people on there though, but
there's some bad mind people on there and taking advantage of people. Yeah. But you know them times still.
Take the good with the bad.
Yeah, man.
Yo, man.
Oh shit, you alright, bro?
Yo, fuck. I was going to say something else. The other day, I was eating fucking jerk chicken, and I rubbed my eye, and my fucking eye was
burning, bro.
Bro, that's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, that's like,
I can never eat jerk chicken before.
No,
what the fuck? Should have kept that one inside still.
Yeah, no, shit, yeah. Sorry. I was going to bring up the conversation that we had at A&W the other night.
What was that even about?
I just remember choking.
I was laughing for
no reason. Yeah, it's probably not going to be as funny now.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't do one of those.
Yeah, no. Nah,
unless you really got it, you can really like...
Yeah. You could really like...
If you can make it not a you had to be there moment, then go ahead.
I know what it was about, but at the end of the day, you had to be there.
Yeah, okay.
That's how it is.
You had to have been there still, but...
Yo, you said at the NBA drafts, they were talking about how...
Shout out to Bobo.
Bobo! Bobo!
Don't worry about it, brother. You got drafted. That's all that matters.
When did he get drafted?
He got drafted in the second round, 44th pick, which they thought he was about to be top 5, top 10 pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're all like, oh, he got drafted so late, da-da-da.
Man, don't worry about it. Everybody got their
nigga. There's
time,
more
man.
People that uh-huh. don't get drafted than that do get drafted. Uh-huh. Yeah. So just remember that.
And that's just gonna fill him up.
Exactly. He's about to be a sleeper, bro. Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Because he got injured too, though.
Denver through Miami. Because Miami drafted him, but then they traded him to Denver because I think Denver had their pick or some shit like that.
Yeah.
How that
Jeez, jeez. Shout out my man Bobo. Yeah.
He's on Denver? He's
on Denver, yeah.
So yeah, because Miami picked him up.
Yeah.
And if you ask me, Denver is a really good team. They were fighting with Golden State, right?
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, we're gonna wait for this plane to go by.
Bro, where are you going?
Stay home.
Yo, I was in a single airport. Where are you going? Where the fuck are you going? I really wonder where do you land? When you land, what do you do? Unless it's just a joyride, then yeah, enjoy yourself. But I really like. Are you like bringing something?
Yeah,
somewhere?
Right, we're talking over. About the small airplanes, guys.
The single ones.
The single one.
Two seaters. Like,
Fucking. I think
Denver.
Jamal Murray can make Bobo a crazy,
trust me.
Crazy player.
Yeah.
Oh man.
At the end of the day, y'all saw what the Raptors did, right? Like we had the team that had the pieces. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Denver's getting the pieces. They might not be the most biggest names, famous names, but in the end, the pieces will always win, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see what happens, bro.
Bro, that guy doesn't have to jump to dunk, bro. Literally just fucking, like, he's putting a book on the shelf. Yeah.
Putting a book on the shelf.
Is it all right here?
Real shit, that's what it looks like.
You don't have to throw it anywhere. You just could always just put it, just place it in the basket.
And he be jumping the same ways, though, so he's...
He'd be getting stylish
just for the pictures, you know, look sick.
Yeah. He's trying to get some posters.
He jumps, has to put the ball over.
It's crazy now. The NBA draft, they did this whole like.
My man Martin out the Martin building. Out.
Jeez. Martin's out. But yeah, they had this little like video thing where like showing the draft class, like old school stuff from the 90s and shit. And you know, if you don't know, the draft this year, they're pretty much all born in 2000.
That's fucking crazy.
There's a couple in 99, but most of them were born in 2000.
That's so wild.
And these niggas did not know nothing, bro. They showed them a picture of Destiny's Child, and one of them said, is this the Cheetah Girls? Man, I couldn't believe it.
Cheetah Girls.
Shout out to the Cheetah Girls, but god damn. One of them said the Spice Girls, which is like, my nigga. They're white.
Wasn't.
Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Bro, I can't believe we're in this moment. Where now we gotta, bro. Like. We gotta be. We're those old guys that say like,
"Trust me, do you know this?
You don't know? Are you serious? You gotta check this. It's a different time, and it's the times different. People like different things at different times. But like, you really gotta go back and check that out. Yo, my old teacher used to send me to go watch some like comedies from the '80s. I'm like, bro, what is this shit? But to him, it was like, oh, that was all old. That, and that's us now.
Yeah,
and I wonder why so that crazy. Is, bro. I wonder why are things just not universally good? I guess like,
yo, I don't because I look back, I'm like, yo, this is like. Shitty comedy. Like,
yeah,
like at the time it must have been the shit, but like looking back at it now, I'm like, either we're really fucking advanced.
You know what? I guess it's kind of like video games. Like, you know, like we used to look at certain graphics in video games, like, bro, do you see that shit?
Yeah.
And then now you look at it and you go, if you go back and look at it,
oh my god, yo,
like, bro, what the bro?
Yo, Dreamcast. I was like, yo, this is real life, no?
Yeah.
I go back now, nigga's fucking blocked. His hands are like this. These hands are like, CJ's eating through his bandana on PS2.
Trust me, bro. It's crazy. So I guess maybe it's just like that. Like, I don't know, man. But I feel like I was just talking to my girl yesterday about like sitcoms. Like, I could still watch Martin like to this day. Like, it's fire to me. I don't think of it as
Fresh
like,
Prince,
oh,
yo, smart Fresh guy. Prince, I'll fucking watch guy. It all day. Oh god,
bro. I love like. So I don't know, man. It's weird, bro. It's weird.
I feel like I did my homework though. As like a 90s kid, I still knew like I went to the 80s thing. You know
exactly. Like, I definitely went back. Like, I wasn't growing up in the 80s, but like.
Them niggas just were born and just said, all right, what's next?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's now?
What's coming up?
They showed them niggas a picture of Outkast. They did not know who Outkast was.
No,
bro.
That's unacceptable. That's they're out today.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, bro. That is crazy.
Yo, honestly, that whole fucking segment, I had nothing to say. If you come watch the video part,
I could tell.
I'm like, yo, I have nothing to say to this because it's that time. I feel like we've been preaching, like, yo, it's that time where we shifted and no one noticed that we shifted. Mm-hmm. And we've been preaching this. Like, I feel when you reach your 25s, 26,
your 25s,
multiples? Because bear mans can reach their 25s. Like, yo,
you guys as a whole, when you reach your 25s.
Don't sleep. There's a 25 you touch, and then there's a 25 you touch.
You know what I'm saying? It's always 25. Different 25s. It's always different. But like when you touch your, when you buck your 25s, your 26s, you know what I mean? Like, what's damn me?
Honestly, I don't know too much about it. I know service level, so let's keep moving.
So basically, that's yo, great, you hit a certain point and just shit, you look at shit differently. Like, yo, this was how long ago?
It's true.
Like, what? It's crazy. There, Cheetah Girls was like, I think Raven was singing in front of these, like, kids are interviewing her or something like that, and they didn't know the lyrics, and they're just like,
damn. Oh, that's a nice girl. This is sick. Yeah. Who's that?
I see Mr. Mosby on, like, Twitter. People reposting, like, Sweet Life Zach Cody Nigga saying, yo, what show is this? Like, yo.
That's crazy.
Oh, my kids have to watch Even Stevens, and they have to watch That's What Raven and Smart Guy for sure. No matter what.
No matter what.
That would be like, yo.
No matter what.
Your parents make you go to church?
Yep.
I'll make my kids go every Sunday. Fuck it. Yo, watch this shit. Check that shit. Check out this joke.
What is this? Yeah, I don't know. don't worry about that. Nigga had some high ass energy to start the fucking video. It's funny because like when you go to all these like YouTube fucking meetings and shit like that, bro, they just put it in your head. Start your video off loud. Make them know you're there. Yeah, like, yo, what the fuck? Okay, like, you started a video. You know I'm going to be here. Yeah, like, we're here. Like,
you know, bro, that's crazy. I got to see, like, you see them wilding out. I'm like, what's up, you guys? Today, what are you doing? Nigga, in your eyes, I can look at you and tell you don't give a fuck. I can look at your pupil, nigga. I can see that you do not give a fuck. Nigga.
I look deep. I turn on the closed caption. It says, help me. It says, help me, please.
I don't want to do this no more.
Yo, what the fuck is good, guys?
Bro.
Today we got a sandwich.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Niggas dumping Coke on their head and shit. I'm like, yo, it's... Oh, brother, you have to clean that up. Like, when we make... Like, Goon Scrap, as fun as that shit was, I'm like, yo, man threw me through the table. I'm like, fuck, man, I have to vacuum it. Bro, Goon Scrap 2, we broke a bigger table in half. Yeah. There was so much fucking wood on the floor, bro. We had to carve that shit out. I'm like, yo, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I got slammed through the table. I'm like, yo, now I have to clean this shit up.
Yeah. Splinters in his back.
It's all bro, funny games.
Yeah. So when you, all you niggas fucking melting marshmallows on your head. I don't know.
Is that a challenge?
Yo,
yeah, it could be the new shit.
Hey, so look, we do that, right? Oh, we take the marshmallow idea, marshmallow on hands, right?
Yeah.
We get a thumbnail, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking if we put enough melted marshmallow in the thumbnail, that in hand should attract many people from our vlog channel we had previously started.
The
scripted vlog channel we had started.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that video, we could just cross promote. Send them out. We could shoot behind the scenes of buying the marshmallows.
I didn't even think
and
of
then
that.
From the vlog, we send them, hey, to see these marshmallows melt on our hands.
Come over.
You head over to the prank channel or the DIY channel.
I had seen this
ecosystem.
This next
crazy
video.
That next level.
That may be good to like just, you know what I'm saying, send them back through to the let's just call it the YouTube laundromat. Just send them back through to that.
Let's wash. Do that.
So we're gonna throw them back in the wash and it's 3 of us. So that's good. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna put a camera up real easy. We're gonna put a camera up. I think it goes the front of the dash.
Ooh.
We're gonna put it at the front of the dash.
Yeah, this a prank.
And this is real life.
Yeah, real.
Okay. So we're gonna drive, we're gonna go through many drive-throughs. And we're going to say, hello, can I get what that person just ordered?
That and then you don't know what that person ordered.
I don't know what.
That's that's the edge. That's the catch.
What if they ordered? What if they ordered fish? I don't like fish.
I don't like it like that.
But that's the reaction. It's going to be the video.
That's it. And then... But the reaction
not,
is the video. The reaction
that,
is that, I like
the video.
That. And then if that reaction's not good enough, we just we'll take a picture of one. And make that we'll make up a reaction that wasn't actually in the video.
Watch this.
What's that?
What if you if they get a drink? Just water.
Ooh. Dude. You know what you do?
What we do?
Hey, then what we do? If they get the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
We run to the first person we see.
Mm-hmm.
We pour it on them. Now it's a prank video. Come on. Yo, this.
Y'all need to subscribe right now, man.
Right now. End scene.
Shit. That's a, yo, honestly, if we're into that shit.
Yo, life could be easy right now.
Yo, it's so funny because, look, they could be saying this. Look, camera's in there. All right, guys, we're going to order exactly what this guy ordered, and we don't even know him. Watch this. Yeah. Yo, come true for a video. Just drive in front of me. Order, like, I don't know, a Big Mac. Yo, I don't want cheeseburgers. Yeah, okay, two fries. Bro.
Oh, God, we got lucky.
Oh, wow.
No. Anyway,
bro.
Check it out. Never going to know what they're going
to
order.
I'm fucking allergic to fish. If he ordered fish, I would have fucking died,
bro. Oh, my God. You got to eat it. Got to eat it.
I got to do it.
I'm not
going
to lie, man. When we was coming up, there's been a couple of nights where I sat in front of my computer, like...
But how can we make this cool in our own way?
Oh, my God.
Okay, what if just to add a little juice to it?
He's not telling the lie. There's literally, if you go back to on our channel where we do the skits, 4YE comedy, and you go back to our older videos, there are videos that we've done that were trendy, and we, like, you saw how that we put, like, our own little twist to it. Mm-hmm. Like, the Harlem Shake, we knew it was stupid. We're like, bro, like, Why the fuck is it called the Harlem Shake, first off? Yeah, and no one's doing the Harlem Shake.
And it's not Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was dumb as hell.
Bro, so we just said, yo, let's just do the Harlem Shake. But, like, you know, obviously we're young and shit. I would never do that shit now. But it's like, yo, let's just get a bunch of niggas dressed 2000s and do the fucking Harlem Shake. Mm-hmm. Get our best Harlem Shake. Niggas, a Harlem Shake different, but we all know how to Harlem Shake. You feel me?
Like, no one actually did the Harlem Shake?
Yeah.
And we looked it up and no one did. I'm like, yo, you guys are weird, bro. But, like, All that other shit, like, man.
They know, got that tunnel vision. They following the net, man. You deal with what I'm saying?
Man.
They following the net,
man.
You
know what I'm saying? You can't be doing
they
that.
They can't open up their pineal gland and put some of their own sauce on the video.
What's even this pineal gland?
It's a third eye, low key, but that's all I know.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. Anyways, that's man. It is crazy.
YouTube shit is crazy, man.
And, damn, that was going... Yo, honestly, I'm not going to hold you guys. Like, I don't know if we have time today, but... A bitch like me would go to Wendy's right now and get a large fries.
You extra crispy.
A bitch like me, man, just do it.
You a stupid bitch. Come man, on, nah.
Speaking of a bitch,
what did you just call me?
That was offensive.
I'm like, what?
No, the way you said it was offensive.
Bro, some girls would really be like, hey, man, a bitch like me hungry. Let's go get some food. I'm like, bitch, you tripping. Bro.
What the fuck did you just say?
Pull over.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was because you said it.
I thought we was good. Like, can we do? Oh, so we not doing that.
Oh, bad.
Shit, man.
Sorry, what's up, Shells?
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What's up?
You said I was saying something about a beach. And you like, oh, beach.
It be like that. Oh, like, I start saying some shit. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I don't even give a fuck anymore.
Like, yo.
Niggas like, yo, what'd you just say? Yo, I don't give a fuck.
Yo, I realized how much, like, I like you chill and become like your friends.
Oh yeah.
When I go to like my uncle's house and shit, and I'll be over there and I'll be saying something like, "Yo, Uncle Pass," and he's like, "What'd you say?" I'm like, "Yo, fuck, Jermaine would have got this shit." Jermaine's already handing me the shit. Oh hey,
say no more. Like, I stopped you. I know.
I mumble way too much, bro. And everyone, even like when they're around Jermaine, they'll be like, "Yo, Troy, you understand what he said?" He's like, "Yeah, he was asking for the fucking fan to be turned on to level 3, please." Like, you know what I'm saying?
For bro, 10 minutes.
No, you can figure it out. You can figure. You know what? Do you know what direction I'm looking at? You know, the tone of my voice.
I just do the lips.
Tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo, grab the Skittles right there, please.
Yo, there's a fucking eagle in Toronto.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Yo, we're talking about this nigga. Man, we was at a little event. We just got to talk
I'm
about
go
this.
Get a glass of water.
Go ahead, yeah, man. Yo, it was just a I was at my crib and I just saw a fucking a big ass bird flying around. First off, this guy thinks it's a falcon. And it's 100% sure it's not a falcon.
Who thought it was a crow? Who is that?
Okay, a crow's a fucking black bird. I know what a crow is.
Yeah,
like.
Someone thought it was a crow. What the fuck?
Bro, there's an eagle in Toronto. I don't know if it's one eagle.
And it's confirmed.
Or if it's many, like a family of eagles or like a pack of eagles. But it looks the same every time I see it. Mm. And it was like in front of my house. I just see him fucking, I see him picking up mice and shit. And then I saw the other day it was a pigeon was flying by and I was fucking scooped that pigeon up. Mm-hmm. And then another day I was driving home. And then just casually, I looked over in traffic. Just casually on the shoulder of the road, I just saw a fucking eagle,
bro,
picking out a pigeon's lungs, bro. Yo, so y'all on some casual shit. Just looked at me and everything. Like, oh, what's up, bro?
You want somebody?
Crazy.
That's fucked.
That shit.
If I seen an eagle, I'm running still. Like,
yo, eagle
speed.
Will pick you up.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yo,
I'm
what's the damn wingspan of an eagle?
Oh my
wingspan
God,
eagle.
That shit's
yo,
probably,
it'll fuck, it'll legit pick up a baby.
That
out of
shit's
hands.
Probably crazy, bro.
That's why I don't do that camping shit.
Eagle looks.
If I wake up and I'm in the sky, I'm fucking... An eagle's holding me?
Niggas be getting...
Y'all don't judge me. There wasn't no cups left.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah, nah, you have to fucking... You have to eat that like a cat.
There wasn't no cups left. Hey. You gotta do what you gotta do. Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, man. You gotta shout out to Feline.
Bro, I pray to God you don't drop that.
Hey, yeah, that looks like I'm nervous. I'm good.
Put it right there on the laptop.
There. Put it right there on the
electronics. Best spot, yeah.
Yeah, he's drinking out of a plate for our audio listeners.
No, look. Y'all not even thinking about it. Look.
This the thumbnail right here.
This the fucking thumbnail. And then y'all gonna say, don't spill it. What the fuck I'm gonna do?
Spill it.
Spill it.
Next level shit. Right.
And then we gonna title it, Oh No, Podcast Over for Life.
Oh. Add the question mark
really
so that
sad.
Way.
Put the
I didn't say it was over. It was a question. And no. Yeah, that's usually
I'll
the
tell
answer.
You that at the end of the video.
Oh yeah, no. To the question in the fucking thumbnail.
Y'all niggas talking about eagles.
We wingspan this goddamn.
It's a beautiful creature.
Oh, I told you it was many eagles. Because I say, oh, the eagle's not, bro, it's many eagles.
Why do you say that?
I think it's a falcon.
It's not, not a falcon. Yeah, it's not a falcon.
I think it's a fucking falcon.
It's a bald eagle. It's a bald eagle. Bald eagle, 1 to 2.3 meters on wingspan. Golden eagle, 1.8. Yeah, it's probably a...
Is a bald eagle all eagles or is that a type of eagle?
Nah, it's a bald one.
It's the only bald one.
But if you do...
It's the only one with a haircut.
If you hit an eagle with some clippers, they can all be some bald eagles.
Technically speaking, if all the eagles went to an eagle barbershop, they could have be all bald eagles.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo,
imagine an eagle flying in. Oh, hey, what's up, Jared? No much.
Yo, y'all didn't see the cornrow eagle?
Yeah,
I think that's in Brampton, actually.
The cornrow eagle?
Yeah, the cornrow. He has cornrows instead of being bald.
I think it is a flat top
cornrow eagle.
It's a mohawk eagle too.
You got braids?
No.
Yeah, with the beads, nigga.
I put cornrow eagle in a whole bunch of hairstyles on beautiful black women.
No, yeah.
Shout out my queens, man.
Shout out my queens.
No, search
cornrow. Yeah.
Hold on,
cornrow eagle.
I saw a fucking animal with some cornrow. Oh, that's
that was a cat, wasn't it?
Eagle. Was it?
Someone braided their cat or some shit.
I think I've had a pet out braided hair still.
Nah, you said
that's the first thing. That's the only reason I'm buying a pet. Anything. Oh, I want to. Can I get that dog? Because I want to braid his hair. He said he had a full body braid up.
He said he sheds, right?
Perfect. Oh, nobody. Oh, perfect.
I gotta find it.
Braids
will
release himself.
You found a fucking braided
eagle?
What are you looking for?
Better. Not because. Not yet. It was a dog that had a fucking. Minute. Hold on.
You're not about to drop that on us.
Hold on.
You are not about to drop that on us.
I would switch places for a dog if I could braid my whole body.
I spit that other shit. He's a nice motherfucker shit.
Y'all ain't seen no dog with a wig on.
Is that even Levis?
What?
A dog with a wig on?
Peep that. Go to the group chat right now.
What is it?
It could happen.
Oh, shit.
It could happen. And that's a beautiful dog.
Yo, she's kind of fire, bro.
Yeah. Look at that.
I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, I won't even lie to you. This is a very beautiful
sis got length. Come on now. Anyways.
Yo, who laid the wig like that? Oh, no, that's not a falcon. It's a wig.
Yo, that wig is fucking laid. Oh, my
this
God.
This is great.
That is fucking laid.
The person. Dog looks happy. Like, she doesn't look like, you know, he or she.
Yo, honestly, that dog looks traumatized if you zoom in. You zoom in close enough. That dog. Yo, I feel bad for dogs, nigga.
That dog looks exactly like all you YouTubers doing energetic fucking intros, nigga.
I don't believe in this.
Sorry,
bro. I feel terrible for dogs when I see like people dress them up in shoes and little shirts and sweaters and shit. I see the dog in their face, like, oh, it's so cute, and take pictures and shit. But then when you zoom in, the dog is like, fuck.
Yo,
why I'm tired of this shit.
Fuck, am I doing this?
What is this?
Yo, imagine someone just said, yo, Shells, come here now. Put on those shoes.
Yo, imagine being a fucking
and
pet.
Walk.
Bro. That's some fuck shit, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, man, speaking of that event we was at the other day, man.
Yo, speaking
yo,
of that
I event. Don't know. Cause yo,
where was we at?
We was at
Thompson.
Yeah, we was up at the Thompson birthday. Hotel. Yeah.
Hold on.
Celebrating.
Hold on.
Oh man, B Day.
Hold on.
What's up?
Okay, hold on. All right. Cause we had some good conversations. Before this fuck shit happened, what you want to get into first? You want to get into the negative shit about this bitch ass place? Or you want to get into
I'm not even saying it's negative. I just want to give everybody a heads up of the policies they got going on.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had no signs.
I don't, yeah, you know what I mean?
I was
your
confused.
Fit might get thrown.
What are you talking about? Are you finished your fucking
We can talk about what I'm talking about after.
Yeah, all right.
So we is at the we was at the Thompson, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating my man B-Day. Shout out my man Will.
Jeez.
Pouring vodka in everybody's mouths.
That's a crazy guy.
Yeah, I can't do that shit no more. I can't fucking hang around that guy.
It's a crazy guy.
We got to the hotel, whatever. Dressed up. My guys are looking very sharp.
Thank you.
Had the do-rag on, you know what I'm saying? Very clean. Had my 4LE do-rag on.
Yep.
Yeah. Toronto did too. And then we're just kind of just waiting around in the lobby, and then people went upstairs and downstairs and upstairs and downstairs, and then we're waiting around, and they're like, you got to take off the
headwear.
The headgear.
Yeah, that's what they call it, the headgear.
They just said take off the headgear, so I'm like,
why?
Sure, I guess it's no hats or whatever. But then there's like a parade of people, and then based on my observations... baseball caps.
Yep.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Scullies.
Mm-hmm. Those are got true.
Yep.
Those are good. Headbands. Gucci headbands.
Yep. Did see
oh,
that.
Perfectly fine. Yeah. I saw a fucking sombrero.
I did see.
And a fedora. Yep.
And a fedora. All good. Yeah.
Raiden's hat. What's that called?
Oh, a straw hat?
Yeah, straw hat.
I guess it wasn't a sombrero I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. But yeah, a thin piece of cloth that holds on your hair. Yeah. Yeah, that is unacceptable. That is that you got to talk about for sure.
Are you fucking? Well, they're downstairs right now trying to get in with some do-rags.
Oh, nope.
Is that what they're trying to do? Not in my watch.
Absolutely not.
No,
definitely not. No, do rags are totally different.
Yeah,
everything else is fine. Sombreros. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Straw hat. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Bring them up.
Garbage can on your head. Oh, all good. Yeah. Upstairs. Oh, it's this way. Yeah.
Gas mask.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Oh, all good. Yeah. Oh, thin piece of cloth.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa. Hey. Where are you going? Hey.
Hey, you got to put that in your pocket.
I'm going to need some backup down here.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not cooperating.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Bro, we were downstairs for a minute, and niggas got to whispering this shit. Someone had to go upstairs and talk to, like, someone else up there, and then, like, my mans was upstairs. And he's like, hey, like, are you coming up? Everything good? And I'm like, I think I'm coming up. I don't know. Like,
I've been here for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. Like, yeah. Yo, I like, yo, shit, man. I told my man I was downstairs. I'm going to figure it out. Then this guy comes down. The guy that went upstairs to go figure out what's going on came back downstairs, whispered in, like, two more security guards' ears. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, for real? Mm-hmm. And then he tells, like, this group ahead of us, like, yo, y'all good? Y'all go through. And he's just like, approaches Jermaine. You know some bad news when a nigga does this. When a nigga hits his hands, he hits his hands, and he does, like, the head duck, like.
Hey, if he taps you with the back of his hand and points in the direction that he wants to speak to it.
If his neck disappears, his shoulders go up.
If he taps you with his wrist.
Hey, man. Hey, so.
So look, and then he has a stupid question, like, how many of this for you? 1, 2, 3, 4, this for you.
Okay, perfect.
So,
so y'all good.
Y'all coming up.
Yo, thank you for coming, first off. Yo, you guys, 1, 2, 3, appreciate 4. Yeah, you're all good. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, it's looking real good.
That's it? You got no more guys?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah, so come on. Oh, wait. Thing with the man, this building, man, this cause this is my dog. My dog's like, he knows whatever's going on. He's trying to help us out. Like, yeah, well, my dogs are wearing a durag. So they fucking wear a durag. Let them wear a durag. He's like, oh man, just, you know, this building, man. The durags, they gotta just at least walk through the lobby. You could take the durag off, and then when you get on the roof, you just throw it back.
Just throw
it
back on. They won't see you. Just
put it back. It's like, oh shit. I didn't realize it was a durag free zone, cause no, it wasn't no signs or nothing like that. It was like. Straw hats and all the hats made of straws from the fucking floor. Those are good. Those are getting in, whatever. I'm like, Yeah. 666, cool.
Yeah.
My durag's definitely straight. Sure. Whatever.
I just talked to Thompson upstairs, and he is just, he's not budging.
Yeah, Thompson, the actual guy. Yeah, the name of this hotel. Yeah, that fucking guy. His first name is Thompson.
Thompson, yeah. I just talked to Thompson. He's up there. And he's like,
oh, Thompson himself?
He's not liking it. He's not
budging it.
I tried, man. I let him know you guys are good guys, and you know, I showed him a couple of your videos.
It's funny because after he told us, it was like we all kind of gave each other a look like what? Like, you guys are fucked. And then
I'm like, yo, you know what, man? I'm here for my dog's birthday. The waves are fucking spinning regardless. I was doing y'all a favor. First off, I was just trying to do something nice. You see what happens when you try to do something nice? I knew the waves was going crazy. I didn't want to disrupt the party like that. So I'm like, let me throw the duan, hold it down.
It's your man's birthday. You don't want all the attention on you.
Let my man get the attention. I try to do something nice.
It's my man turn to shine. What are you talking about?
I'm like, all right, I'm here to celebrate. They want the durag off. They want the waves unleashed. So be it. So I'm waiting by the elevator now. And then, you know what I'm saying, taking the weight. I'm untying my durag.
His thing.
And that elevator man. Someone's on elevator patrol. They're like making sure the right amount of people got in the elevator.
I was gonna say, thank God he was there.
Oh my nigga, I don't know how that nigga wasn't there.
Bro, I don't
Thompson
know.
Thompson Hotel,
elevator.
you guys have it under control. And it's crazy because we were fucking there first.
Yeah.
And he let the other
girl, the group go through. I know there were women.
And I was just like,
huh. But I've been here.
Because the durag wasn't off yet. Yeah, we weren't ready to go.
I was ready to go, and then he guarded the hotel elevator door at the Thompson elevator elevator place. Door.
Yeah.
That mechanism.
And then he turned around and said, "Durag's got to come off."
No, at first he didn't say durag. He said those.
Those, yes.
Yeah.
He just pointed, actually.
Those got to come off.
I was doing the...
Those got
to
come off.
I knew it was about to go back on stairs, so, like, I was doing the whole, like, holding my string out here, just saying, like, I don't really know what I'm doing. He's like, and then he hit me with, those got to come off. Wow. I'm like, yeah, it's tricky. I'm waiting on it.
Yeah.
And then he tried, man, I don't know what y'all got, what policy y'all got going on.
Yeah. I just wanted to be clear in case you're thinking of heading to the Thompson wearing a durag. You can't do that.
Don't do that.
Absolutely.
Please.
No way.
Just leave it out.
On the other hand,
you should wear like a ski mask. Ski mask, you'll get in for sure.
Ski mask is all good. Yeah. Oh no, that's all good. Yeah,
for sure.
Ski mask, maybe. Yeah. If you had a 4-pound sombrero,
with the ski mask,
perfect. Bro, if there's anywhere you're gonna go with a 4 pound sombrero,
you probably worked elevator yourself.
Maybe maybe they're coming back from football practice and they want to wear their helmets.
Helmets,
that
all
is
good.
That is
good.
Okay,
perfect.
Football helmets, yep, you're just good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All good.
You
yeah.
guys
yeah,
yeah, yeah, are
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just a little update.
Our great experience at the Thompson Hotel.
Oh yeah, I had a fun night though. We're on the rooftop having a good time with my friends, man. Having good conversations with real people.
We talk about skydiving. I owe you an apology because that's crazy. Because I actually said on an earlier podcast that I would go skydiving.
You did?
I did. It's so weird. I was just listening to random old episodes this week, and I'm like, fuck, I said I would go skydiving. Mm. And then after, on the Thompson, I was...
You was capping.
I was capping on the Thompson, man.
It's crazy how your friends just switch up.
That be all people, man.
I'm sorry.
And he remembered the episode, too, when you said
it. It was... why? Well, I ain't got to say the number.
Y'all remember
it's
that.
It's hurting right now.
Y'all know. I know. We know.
But it's like, this is what I was going to get to talking about. Mm-hmm. We had some good talks over at that night. I mean, and we're just like
the place.
It was funny because excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because when you're at a party, you like, you know what I mean, baby, welcome to the party. You know what I'm saying? You know the vibes.
Yeah.
You may be on some Molly, some Zanny, some leans. I don't encourage that. But anywho, when you're at a party, you're there to, like, you know what I mean, get fucked up, whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know, like, excuse me, Jesus. We're just mad chill, you know what I mean? So like, we're good. We're just going somewhere and just being like, not, I won't say by ourselves if people want to come chill with us and talk, but like, we're good over here talking about fucking like why it's funny to jump in a squirrel suit or how fucking fish can walk and how fascinating we find
this
flying
is real
fish.
Random Order is not just a show, guys.
Bro,
this is real life, nigga. This is our life. This is our real life. This is what we're trying to accomplish with group chat, but then we got a little sidetracked and whatever that was. This is what we meant to do because this is the shit we actually talk about.
The shit in A&W.
Flying squirrels? What?
What the fuck? I want to know about it.
Because, you know, I was thinking, okay, flying squirrels, if you don't know, they're the fucking squirrels that can glide. Like, they open up their arms and legs, and then they have, like, little flaps.
Fire.
And they float. So I was wondering, like, yo, that's obviously through evolution. Like, what made them the start evolving that way? Yeah. Like, was it squirrels, like, just kept jumping out of trees and shit no reason?
Yeah.
What was the first squirrel to take that leap of faith? Like, squirrels be actually jumping. Now talking about that. Y'all see the video of a fucking regular squirrel jump off a balcony?
No.
Yeah.
And walked it off?
Walked it off. Them motherfuckers be light.
Shit.
I think those squirrels are crackhead.
Yeah, probably. He went through the wrong garbage bag. You know what I'm saying? But even like, we were shout out to Marlon when he said, yo, go watch One Strange Rock. Bro, a fucking fish was just walking. I'm like, what?
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 Feet.
For
what? Why?
Feet on a fish.
A hybrid.
You know what I'm saying? This should be crazy. We're talking about a lot of shit, but what I found funny was everyone like kept coming over to us, like our friends like checking us out and just saying like, yo, what's up? How y'all been? Rah, rah, rah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo, why are you guys over here? Doesn't this not what you guys like talking about over here? And one of our friends came over, said hi, and then we're like, yo, what's up? And then we got back to talking about like flying squirrel suits, and this nigga just walked away.
All right, bro. Squirrels. Yeah. Oh, all right, bro.
It's not for everybody, bro. It's not for everybody.
Do not say bye. I was just like, yo, that is funny, bro. Like, we were talking about some bullshit. He's like, yeah, I'm going back.
Yeah, but you'll never find me in a fucking human squirrel suit for sure.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of down to skydive, but I just need to be pushed.
No,
I want to do it. I want to do it. Take back what I said. I want to do it still. Like, for sure.
Y'all start a group chat, man. Leave me out that shit.
I'm about to. What's up?
Hey, I'm ready, bro.
Like, I just want to do it. Like, I just want to say, like, yo, fuck it.
You only live fucking once, you know?
That's why you should make sure that you don't die.
Yeah.
Not jump out of a good
one. Right, yeah.
But it's like, it's just...
You ain't think about it. Look,
hey, you thinking you gon' die, but what if you don't die?
And think about the fuck all that. Think about the title, nigga.
The thumbnail with it. Jumping off an airplane?
Question mark?
I'm not sure. That's all I'm asking y'all in the title.
Did I?
Not sure. Guess you gotta watch the vid.
Go check it out. Oh no. Hey, my dad's called me. Tron, what's this thumbnail I see about you jumping off a plane?
Did I?
Gotta watch the video, nigga.
Watch the video, tune in, dad.
Make sure you click the mask.
Oh my god. Anyway,
yo, it's always no. It's so fucking funny. Oh,
yo,
still, people fall for it. I fall for it, nigga.
I fucking click it.
I'm like, are you quitting YouTube for real?
Look at my history. And look at what I'm quitting YouTube videos.
I'm quitting YouTube? What?
With an emoji tear on your face on the thumbnail.
So guys, I'm not quitting. Don't worry. I got it, Mike. I'm going on a trip.
So I'm like just quitting my schedule just for the week. Just for the week, and then I'll be back. It's all. I also see the fucking scared dog face in you niggas when you guys call
scared me. Dog face. What
we're talking about, the chihuahua when you zoom in and realize they don't want to do it,
bro. I see the scared dog face in you niggas. When you don't know what we're talking about. Remember, I sent you a chihuahua picture.
Zoom in on the chihuahua. Yeah, you can see he's not about what he's doing.
Pull it up right now. Zoom in. Tell me when you have a zoomed in, Shell.
Yeah, for the visual, I need to do the same thing. Zoom in only to Shell. Like, look at my screen real quick.
So you see
zoom
that?
Zoom in that close.
Okay. So his snout is at the
bottom.
That
dog does not want to be there.
All right.
Yeah.
Have that picture in your mind. Faitano, open the fucking picture and look at that fucking dog. Zoom in to the snout.
No. So the snout is at the bottom right of your screen.
To the bottom right of your screen. While he's doing that, I'll talk to you guys.
Perfect, because it's a podcast.
How's your dick going? Oh my god, yo! I feel like so much has happened to me. Like,
here.
You got it? Oh, he has.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. All right, so now we're on the same page.
Okay, now we're all on the same page.
So you see the scared dog face on
everyone sees the scared dog face. It's on the screen. Audio listeners, we'll give you 10 seconds to come over and see this fucking scared dog
this
pic.
Fucking joke better hit, nigga.
I'm buying time because I forgot it. All right, perfect.
Too much fucking
now that
science.
We're here. It's like a magic trick. All right, grab your friend. Okay. Hold his hand.
Do I know you?
Do you have him? Are you holding
his
hand?
Is he there? No, nah, but for real, I see the scared dog face of you niggas.
It's already worth it.
I see the scary dog face of you niggas when you're doing your sign outs and you're saying, all right, bye, besties. Like, bro, stop
you
it, bro.
You got to do the hand. The
yeah,
fucking...
like.
Yo,
niggas, yo, the
niggas hissing and screaming and roaring and shit. Like,
yo, niggas, bro, I hate watching some of y'all shit because, yo, you really make me feel like I'm a part of some family. I'm like, bro, I sign up for this shit.
I feel like I'm making you do this shit when you do that.
YouTube is
like,
a fucking circus.
Yo, if you seem comfortable with it, like I could, like if I see that you're comfortable with
make
it,
make me feel comfortable.
Boom. Yeah, it makes me feel comfortable. When I could tell, yo, you don't. Like
oh
this.
My god. And it's
you
like
don't
I
don't like it.
I don't want to give out any examples because then I'm sending a straight diss to someone, but it's just like yo.
No, I'm just it's a
some
observation.
Niggas can have like I don't know. Give me a name. Give me a name.
That's all right. Nah,
fuck,
man. But I know you.
You know what I'm saying?
It'd be, they,
no, I'm not saying give me a name. I'm saying give me a name. I'll make one up.
Oh, like Marcus. A random?
Huh?
Maddie.
Oh fuck, that was hard.
What?
I'm trying to think of what would a YouTuber would name fucking Maddie call his subscribers?
Mattarians?
I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know because YouTube names already suck. Like YouTube name sucks. I hated our name. I'm happy we changed it. 4YE Media. That's all it is, man. Nice and simple. For y'all entertainment, we made it when we were so young, so you know. But like
for y'allers or some.
Yeah, I remember the early fans were like, "Yo, you gotta call us something."
Like, no, wait, don't. Like,
really? You guys want to be called something?
I want my niggas.
What's our team called? Hey bro, you just watch the videos. Just check it out. Whenever they just watch it. That's all I asked.
Y'all figured it out.
Yeah, that's
I didn't ask for all this shit. It was here.
Speaking of Maddie. Yeah, I was just thinking this morning. I don't know why. I just woke up. I'm like, yo, if I was the amount of beauty that goes into the amount of miracle and beauty that goes into a birth, for me to fucking let me put this in perspective for y'all, man. You're a sperm cell.
I would, yeah.
And millions every time, every nut, so many damn sperm cells, and you are one.
I'm the one.
You got to get to one egg.
I'm the one.
This is a race. This is incredible. It could be you, or it could be fucking millions of other little sperm cells. But you made it to the egg.
I did.
And then you fucking fertilize that. Is that how you fertilize
that
bitch?
Yeah.
And then boop. And then the path to actually being born is also beautiful and it's also full of miracles. A lot could go wrong.
I'd be chilling.
You know what I'm saying?
Months. Yeah.
A lot could go wrong, and then when you finally, after 9 months, boom, you're healthy, you're ready to go.
Your mom.
Oh my god! And then your mom. Yeah, it happened to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the birth goes through, and then like your mother's fine, everyone's happy, the baby's crying. It's been hours and hours in the hospital. For my name to be Bart after all that, nigga. Sam. My name is Sam.
Oh my god!
Call me Prometheus, nigga. Are you fucking dumb, nigga? Chad. It's bullshit, bro. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about this morning. Nigga, that's some fuck shit.
Crying.
I'll go back, nigga. I'm like, I'm climbing back in this bitch, nigga. So y'all niggas got some good ass. Y'all had 9 months, nigga, to think of some hot shit.
And imagine thinking, the last minute.
Imagine you do plan it, though. Like, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, for sure, Sam. 100%, nigga. You're not changing my mind.
Oh, my fucking God.
Either Sam or Ned. Bro, give me 4 letters at least, nigga.
Oh, my God. He's finally here. Call him Bob. Bob.
It's the same backwards and forwards, nigga. Yeah. It doesn't even fucking matter what...
Oh my gosh.
Yo, in hindsight, we used to always make fun of him for having, we used to make fun of Trevon for having 2 N's in his name. Like spelling it TREVAUNN. But yo.
Yeah.
Never met another nigga spelling Trevon like me.
And after all that, you deserve to have such a unique name.
Oh, I did a lot.
Jermaine is pretty cool. I like Jermaine. Yeah, search on my meaning. It means brother.
Oh yo. My gosh.
Sheldon, that works.
Yes.
It's funny that because works. Like
give me 2 syllables, nigga.
I need at least 2, bro. I need 2, and then I can have a nickname that's 1. My there name can't be 1 syllable.
That's where I start.
Yo. Just
that's your nickname, yo. Oh, no. Yo, if your name is 3 letters, your nickname is yo. You don't need it. Yo, you're Bart. You're Bart. You're Bart.
Holy fuck.
Yo, I was fucking I was watching this video I want to bring up later too.
I'm naming my fucking son Prometheus.
Yo, after all that, you deserve a good name. Prometheus. You deserve a fucking thoughtful name, bro.
Yo, you lost me. I thought we were going somewhere and then you just fucking yanked me back.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I had to put it in perspective.
Yo. Me back. Holy fuck. I got lost because I'm like, yo, you're trying to think of another way to say nut for so long, and you're just like, nut? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to be scientifically correct, but...
Oh, my God. Yo.
I was going to say load or nut, so...
Fucking... So, Seth Meyers and Rihanna went day drinking, and, like, Seth told Rihanna, like, yo, give me a fucking nickname. And she's like... Bro, like, what are your fucking name is Seth? Yeah,
I'm sure I didn't even see that.
That's I'm fucking dying. It literally came out like last night. Yeah. So I know you
saw
the
fucking salt thing. I saw her scoop up a salt.
With her nail. Iconic.
Oh my God.
It is. I wish Rihanna was my mom.
Bro, she did it so cool. She took her fucking long nail and then dumped it on it.
She didn't even think about it.
Didn't. And then he even said, he's like, yo, that's the coolest way. But anyway, Seth Meyers is like, yo, like, give me a nickname. And she's like, bro, like, your name's fucking Seth.
Seth.
Like, it's already there.
Oh my gosh.
But
that's fucking wild.
Damn, that is wild. I don't know what to say after that.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I had no
idea what he was going with
that.
Yeah, bro.
I had no idea.
Did I lose y'all like that?
Yeah, because I was just like, I'm watching fucking How to Make Chips videos.
Did you find out how to make chips?
I did. I will.
How you make chips?
You just put them in.
That's usually how it goes.
Just put them in the thing.
Yeah, my favorite part of Ari Lennox's album is when the garbanzo beans thing.
I need to go on check up on my own. Garbanzo bean.
Just because of Lunette the Clown, we may lose you niggas. I don't know what year y'all niggas was born in.
Y'all 2000s. Yo, how are you, bro? In my head, people who are born in 2000s are still babies right now.
Yeah,
like little fucking babies, and they can't walk yet.
When, for sure.
So for them to be drafted,
yep.
Oh, this blew me away today, and I found out today.
Fuck.
Anyways, man,
bro.
What's the time on this shit? An hour. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Shit, we got some shit going on too. What's up?
I was gonna say y'all gotta chill out on Kawhi, bro. Leave Kawhi alone. He's out
in
the streets,
that's too much. It's too much.
I beg of you.
Too much. You're fucking
ignore him.
Take it over the shoulder.
If you make eye contact with him,
man.
Give him a head nod. That's cool.
Give him a
head nod. Contain yourself. People are finding out.
Cameras out following him, bro.
It's too much.
Who wants that?
Like, yo, he did this and he bought this and that.
It's crazy, bro.
It's too much. And yo, thank God he doesn't have social media.
Yeah.
That shit would have been.
But I feel like, someone around him might have it.
They're still going to, they're still going to say I want two, but for him to catch every single thing.
Yeah.
It's Dumas. You think it'll be like that everywhere he goes?
Are low key. Yeah.
Like Kobe in fucking LA, like, I'm sure. I guess Ellie's really big, though.
But. Yeah.
Ellie's a little bit different.
I feel like that's
just
basketball players. Like, if you're one of the bigger ones, like, that's your life. Like, it is, but it's just like when you know, like, there are other places where it doesn't happen as much, right? Like, in San Antonio, like, Danny Green was saying it didn't happen as much. Like, we chill out and not much to do in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I don't think Kawhi's going to go to L.A. because he doesn't like that shit. L.A., that's happening. Yeah. Like, you're not going nowhere.
You know? Yo, in L.A., like, it'd be Usher buying fucking Tic Tacs, nigga, that, right there, and everyone's chilling.
Oh, really?
In L.A., something like that. I remember the first time I was out there, I was like, yo, nigga, this is...
I've only been to L.A. once.
Fucking little Scrappy's right there, nigga. What the fuck? No one's talking about it.
Bro, Omarion was like...
Yo, we gave a casual head nod to... Oh, we put it in the vlog, too.
Yeah.
We gave a casual head nod to Omarion in the fucking Jeep. I mean, in a... was he in his Maybach?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Where? Like,
I think it was an Acura.
Like, on the street or something? Like,
Just driving beside us. I'm like, yo, Omarion. He's like, what up?
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't think he said what up. In my head, that's what... There's fucking chimes and shit going on. Yeah.
Bro, and fucking... I also think, like... Kawhi may, like, he may like it. He may be all right with it, and he may just know that, like, yo, the fans are just embracing it because he's kind of one of those deeper persons that are like, oh, yo, just embrace it. We're in a moment right now, rah rah. So because, like, when I see him going out or when I see him getting caught, like, oh, he was at Home Depot buying this, like, he's not trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
He's just in his fun guy shirt, in his fucking fitted, walking around.
True,
like,
because realistically, he could send somebody to get that shit for him, right?
Like, bro, when Draymond was even, like, hearing thing, and he was trying to stay low-key, hoodie on, like, head down, like, walking like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he was walking back from, like, Cactus Club or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I just feel like he's embracing it. Even when he went to Niagara and he signed his daughter for school or whatever. Same thing. Just like, he's just out. No hoodie up, no nothing.
Yeah, it's true.
So I feel like he's all right with it.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I'm not going to be able to find it, but there's one video. This guy went, I was like a Toronto man. He's like, Kawhi, are you crazy? And then Kawhi's just like, yo, you got to fix your camera, my man.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I saw that.
Like, yo, it's just straight to the point. Like, what's up with your camera? Yeah, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But as much as you can, though, still fucking chill.
Yeah, so chill.
Please, just be civil.
Bro, I'd be not wanting to bother niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though.
Think of another nigga. You know what
I'm saying? I had something to say, man. It was funny, too.
Shit.
I start crying.
Can't fucking remember, man.
What was it? Huh? Yo, fuck. Nah. I want my Kawhi to stay pure. How he is right now, it's funny. It's just so monotone shit. Just so regular. It's like, yo, man. This is what's going on. And then when he won, you see a little bit of his shit come out, personality come out.
Oh, that made me scream. Baby. To see such a chill guy just not celebrate every fucking win.
Yeah, honestly.
And he screamed. I
learned a lot from Kawhi.
I was screaming with him. That's what all the odds were for.
Yeah.
Yo, there's like 40 odds in that in that Raptors video.
Yeah.
Is there an official count in the comments you think?
Nah. Oh, maybe. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yo, they do that. Someone actually typed out, like, when you, I don't know if you actually changed the channel in the vlog, but like when the TV turned off for a brief second.
Yeah.
And then like I just scrambled on the keyboard. Yeah, someone went in and fucking copied down every letter. So yeah, someone would definitely count all the odds.
Yeah,
they'll do that shit. Speaking of vlogs, man, I just put up a hot one yesterday, man. It's out there. We just gave that to y'all. So y'all enjoy it. 26 minutes straight.
Man.
26 minutes. And you know I'm in there freestyling. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Waiting for Shell's freestyles. That. Oh, man.
Volume 1.
Oh,
yo,
man.
Yo, if y'all want a preview, put a fucking beat on right now. I'll go off.
Man.
I'm in my bag right now.
He in his sack. Hold on. Before we get goofy on this side.
Come on,
You may have noticed there's also another segment in the vlog before IE. We're doing things, man. We're doing stuff. This is the year of the upload. This is the year of the doing stuff.
Jeez.
Putting up some good shit. Is that a durag? Is that a durag sample? Oh,
you tell
shit.
Me.
Oh, is this what I'm wearing right
you
now?
You tell me if niggas is fucking around.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah.
What else is new? You tell me.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. What else is new? Niggas is on our asses saying, yo, where y'all at? I told y'all niggas we fucking working.
We busy with it.
We got, what was that? We just put out what, like 3 vlogs? Mm. Was it 3 vlogs
in
now?
The
is
same,
it, is, it, is
in the same calendar year?
It was still in June? GQ on the Rocks just dropped 3 weeks ago?
What's the quality level on that?
You tell me.
Hi.
You tell me. How many fucking podcasts we put up? Huh?
Episode 27, was it?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Podcasts usually stop at what, 14?
Come on.
We got
the chocolate one's uh-huh. still chocolate.
You got even chocolate here. Yeah.
See the fucking samples, man, and that's not it. If you look to my fucking shirt right now, I'ma stand up. You may see I'm in a custom one of one repurposed. Mm. You heard me?
Yeah.
Individually sourced.
Yeah. Individually hand altered.
Come on. What does that say across my chest?
Oh, I think that's a 4YE, my friend.
Is that what it say?
Yeah. I think that's a 4YE. Royal blue.
Ask me where you can get this.
Where can we get this shit at, man? What's up?
Tuesday.
What a link at?
June 25th.
To the 28th.
Let me make sure. Yeah, I just got the times.
Yeah, we just figured. When is this shit, nigga?
It's happening, though.
Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure it's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be 3-7 on Tuesday. 3-7 on Tuesday, 10-7 Wednesday to Friday, because this is not just a one-day thing.
Mm-hmm. We're going from the 25th to the 28th at the Stacked Market, 28 Bathurst Street, Unit 5108. You know what I'm saying? We out here in Toronto. This is for tomorrow. This podcast is up Monday. This is for tomorrow.
Yeah. It may be on Tuesday.
Or maybe today. Yeah, anyways, June 25th, 28th. Shout out my man Kevin, the birthday boy, first off.
Gee, come on. You already know.
Happy birthday, Kevin, man.
You already know.
Another day of birth. And also my cousin Summer going crazy. Yo, they took this whole creative thing to another level. The team is being built, my nigga. The team is solid. They know what the fuck they're doing. Shout out my man Moshe. Individually sourced, so they went out and they individually sourced each piece. Individually altered, and some of them are flipped and screen printed or embroidered or tie-dyed one by one. And in the vlog, you can check that out. Some little behind-the-scenes stuff.
And also, by pseudonym's going to be there. It's actually, we're joining them.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That's
Summer's brand.
That's Summer's brand. And, yo, we keep it in the family. My cousin also sells thrifted clothes, and he's going to be there, too. So, there's going to be some 4YE pieces, some other clothes that you guys can thrift and pick up, some picks from Summer's picks and from my other cousin's picks. Keep it in the family. Want to make everyone happy. Y'all come out. Enjoy yourselves. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm the weatherman. It's going to be beautiful.
Perfect.
It's going to be beautiful.
Thank you for that.
So pull up.
Yes, sir.
Get you some pieces, man.
One of ones.
And I know everyone out there saying like, yo, is it going to come online? Yo, online, man. We got you. Don't worry.
You see the
samples.
Uh-huh.
We got some shit coming. Some shit. You heard?
Yeah. The 4YE doers are coming in strong. We got some good samples that we're happy with.
Is that a 4YE original?
This shirt? What the fuck? This is an original.
That's an original.
Yeah. So this won't be here this week, but
that may be.
This is coming.
Wow.
This is embroidered. We got a screen print.
Yeah.
We got actually.
This is what community.
This is a shot from the Durag shoot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, good quality. Oh, this is a thick shirt, too.
Oh, it's good quality? Baby. Reverse seams?
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Oh, reverse seams. Yeah.
Oh, what does that say on the Michael Jordan wingspan?
You see my back?
Woo!
Community. 2011 to forever.
Let's get it.
Oh, so y'all not just printing shit on a shirt and
we're not doing quotes.
Of like a quote?
Nah, we're not just putting words together on a fucking shirt.
That's what we doing.
Yeah.
Fuck what y'all talking about.
Yeah. Quality about and everything. Yeah. I was literally about to say one more thing. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I don't know.
Oh, thanks.
Stack
Market, 28 Bathurst Street, Unit 5-108, June 25th to 28th. The times, again, everything will be down below. Tuesday, we're going from 3 to 7. And then Wednesday to Friday, we're going to 10 to 7, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pull up on us, get some one-of-ones. They're going to be there. And
we got some hot shit for your necks.
Yeah, man.
All year.
We're coming at your neck all year.
The brand is going to have veins. Bumping.
It already does.
Veins, man. Chiseled. The brand is chiseled.
Yeah, man. So, fucking, And yeah, shit. I think that's it.
I think we're just saying and shit.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Perfect.
So we'll get out of here. Now. Well,
you guys already know. If you guys are listening, there is a YouTube channel, the Random Order YouTube channel, for you to watch the video and subscribe. You can listen to us on the iTunes podcast app. Drop 5 stars. Drop a good review. Say nice shit. Yo, they're actually saying some very nice stuff about us. Yeah. And, like, the reviews are very strong. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for telling the truth. I didn't make you do that. That was up to you. Huh. But nice. No, don't say no bad shit though. Also available on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. As we said, 4ye.ca got some hot shit for you next. Mm-hmm. The pop up this week, yes sir. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Random Order Show. And what y'all talking about?
Oh, man? we also may have a skit, a brand new skit for the 4ye comedy channel.
Oh yeah.
Coming out later next week.
Busy. Yeah. Bags under my eyes. Can't fucking. I need to sleep for a bit before I get into that one.
I'll give you some of my eye bags.
GD.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, you already know who it is, man. It's your boy.
Okay.
Young Shugs.
I'm checking out,
you know. Chocolate level 6.3 this week.
Woo! And you saw Junior Reed yesterday. Yeah, big up yourself.
Did. Yeah, man.
Bumba so clad.
That's probably why I'm going to get more chocolate this
yeah,
time.
Man.
Still,
oh,
cause we get less.
Yeah, man. That makes sense, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Junior Reed. Just me.
Yeah, you know, follow me on Instagram, SebastianXX, you know.
Where the music at, man?
Yeah, man, music's coming soon, man. I got records out already.
That's
so
it.
You know what I'm saying? Go check it out, you feel me, you know.
That's it.
I'm chilling, man. That's me, man.
Yeah, man. I don't really have much to say. I just feel like there's certain vibes in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Out here in these Toronto streets, just feeling me with some, like, you know, some championship vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Maz on the championship chain. You see that
on
my neck right now.
Yeah.
So, oh, you got one too?
10 if you want to zoom.
I don't got one. It's
Hilario Beezy. Yeah,
it's Hilario Beezy. I'm still a champion, though.
With the Raptors ball on top.
Yeah, shout out to
my man Maz for that, man.
Going crazy.
Can't do with the gifts, man. Always taking care of your boys, man.
But yeah, honestly, it's so far from, like, anything right now. But I wanted to do this last year, but I may fucking do like a little cookout this year, a little barbecue somewhere. I don't really know. Somewhere in Toronto, just for you guys to pull up on us.
Yo, we've been talking about shit for like 4 years.
Yeah, I'm gonna be cooking out there. So I'm gonna see what's up.
That'd be dope.
Just set the little vibes.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if we're going to do it. We'll see if we can make it possible just cause we got so much shit happening this year. But yeah, yo, year to upload, year to active, fucking green light. We online, MSN. We logged on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Baby Trey, man. I'm out, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, quarter of the day. Durags allowed anywhere, nigga.
Ooh. Fuck yeah, I'm not done. Nah. Sit down.
Ooh.
Put the headphones back on. Durags is allowed everywhere.
Anywhere, man.
Wow.
Say that quote one more time.
So prolific.
And I need let's get 5 seconds of silence.
Mm.
Say the quote, drop five. How many bombs? There's three of us.
Yeah.
Three bombs. And we out.
Now let's do 9 bombs, 3 each.
Let's get
9 bombs. And they counted the 18 that you dropped last time. I didn't even know you counted.
It was
18 exactly.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to count, but I feel like I added one more.
Jeez.
Yeah, so quote of the day was
5 seconds of silence.
Durags allowed anywhere.
And we still the champs.
Oh yeah, area!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.